it's my honor this morning to be able to announce announce our speaker this morning. Don't let the sweet face fool you. This girl is fierce. And so I want to just invite, Pastor Michelle, come on up. She's going to bring the word this morning. This amazing young woman, one of my dearest friends. You're going to kill it. She's going to kill it.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, church. I'm excited to be here this morning. Let me just get a little set up. But first of all, I would like to thank Bishop for giving me this opportunity to speak to you guys. I know how much he cares and honors and he protects his body and all of you. And so I don't take it lightly, and it is an honor to be here. So thank you. Also, the pastoral staff, thank you. All of you guys have been such a great support, and you guys mean something, you guys, in my heart, and always will. But yeah, let's get started. I'm excited to share this morning. Okay, we're going to go this way. And also, I would like to say hello to my parents that are here today. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. Love you guys. So let's open up. I feel like in the times that we're in now is very vital. I feel like what's going on in our nation and what is going on with everything going on in this world, whether it be our families, whether it be what's going on in government, I feel like there is an urgency that God is placing on the body of Christ to rise up. And that's part of my message today, rising to meet your destiny. And so each and every one of us, no matter where we're at, it's not just for the pastors. It's not just for the leaders. It's for the sons and daughters of Christ to rise up, to make a difference. And I was thinking about this on Friday night when Pastor Steve was speaking to everybody that God ordained. And what an honor. Congratulations to each and every one of you that accepted the call that God has, because it's not easy. And we see your sacrifice, and I'm excited to be a part of and see what God's going to do through each and every one of your ministries. But what Pastor Steve was speaking about, such a time as this, I was like, hey, that's part of my message. It's such a time, it's an awesome time to think that we are born at this time with everything going on in the world. What is it that God is requiring of us? Think about it, each and every one of us. Pastor Steve said something on Friday about it would have been easier to be born and to be doing ministry in the 50s. But think about, we're pretty strong to be born in this time, 2021, that he's going to rise up some people to come against what the enemy is going to try to do or what he's trying to do. So let us open up with prayer. So Father God, I thank you for what you're doing, God. I thank you this morning. I pray that you would just continue to prepare our hearts and prepare our mind for what it is that you are requiring of us this morning, God. Let us lay down the things of this week, last week, things that are coming up this week, and let us focus on you this morning. I thank you, and I'm grateful that we have a place of worship that we can come and worship you in freedom. I thank you for every individual here, God. Have your way. I feel like there's some people in here that came this morning for some hope. They came in for some healing. They came in that you needed something. And today I feel like God is going to release that. Long as we're intentional on hearing what he has to say. So I have the honor of being a part of the prophetic ministry. And so seeing and hearing is my jam, and I love it. So I'm always encouraging those to be intentional, to open your eyes and to see what God is showing us in these moments. Each and every one of you in this room has a plan and has a purpose, but there's something that God is requiring of us, and that's rising to meet your destiny. See, what I like about the word rising is it's an action. It's caused to move, to get up. And to meet is to move forward and to meet something. So we got to think about what that is. So we're going to take a little journey into the story of Esther. I love Esther. Some of you may be familiar with the story, some of you may not, but that's okay. We're just going to dive in and we're going to go into some of the aspects of the book, not every part, but some key moments that I think are relevant for this time and what God wants to speak this morning. God assigns us to greatness and removes the obstacles. See, in the beginning, when the book opens up, the king dethrones Queen Vashti. Let me go there to scripture. If you guys have your Bibles or your smartphones, you can go there with me to Esther chapter 1. And I'm actually going to go down. So the king threw a feast, a lavish feast that lasted for 180 days. Now that's a party. In verse 4, it says, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the splendor of his excellent majesty for many days, 180 days in all of these. So it looks like he wanted to show off. He had all the city officials. He had everybody there. And I wanted to paint the picture of what kind of character he had. He wanted to show off all the riches and all the glory and everything that he had. So when he called, let's go down to verse 3. And then let's go down actually to 5. And when these days were completed, the king made a feast lasting for 7 days. And all the people were in the presence of the Shushan in the citadel, from great to small, in the courts of the garden of the king's palace. And then I'm going to go down to 9. Queen Vashti also made a feast for the women in the royal palace. And we're going to go down a little bit more. The king actually called for her to come out because Queen Vashti was beautiful. And he wanted to show off her beauty. So we see in verse 12, but the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command and brought by his eunuchs. Therefore, the king was furious in his anger, burned within him. And it also says that they were merry with wine. After having so many days of partying and showing off things, you think he was making decisions under the influence. He was furious in anger. And we know that we can't make decisions based on anger and based on how we feel. So we see here that he calls for Vashti, and Vashti refused to come. Sorry. She refused. Queen Vashti refused and ignored her responsibility to the king, and his advisors feared that because of Vashti's position, other women may follow her example. He called for her again, and she did not come. So the king's officials suggested to the king to let them release a royal decree that Vashti will come to him no more and to give her royal position to another. Another point that I did not know this, some of you may have, but Vashti was the great-granddaughter of King Nebuchadnezzar. And so carrying that Babylonian spirit, that spirit of rebellion and that spirit of dishonor. See, because God always has a plan. And the position that Vashti was in wasn't for her. And so I believe today that there's some Vashtis that are in your life that God is going to remove to put you into a place of favor to make change. So the king's officials suggested to the king to let them release the royal decree that Vashti will come no more and give her royal position away. The parade of replacement. So with that, they had to find a new queen. So what they did is actually gathered. The royal decree went out that all the different officials of all the different provinces, there was 127 that would gather all the beautiful virgins together. And they would have this royal treatment, and they would have this almost like a beauty contest. If you think about it now, it could be like a reality show of what's going on. Can you imagine how that would go? But I think about all the women that were selected. You know they talked. You know, you know they talked, and you know that they heard what had happened to Vashti. And maybe there was some fear that was going on in that place. So you would think a young girl that is taken from her home and put into a place where she's not knowing what's going on, but she has to trust that God has a plan. So we go down to chapter 7. So you see, at this time, Esther took place during the reign of King Xerxes. A number of Jews were still in the Babylon under the Persian rule. So we go down to verse 7. And Mordecai had brought up Hadassah. This is Esther, his uncle's daughter. In a short portion of scripture, we learn that Esther was placed under the care of the king's eunuch, Haggai, and she pleased him and obtained favor. Now, there's not really a lot of monologue or anything going on to see what exactly was taking place or what she did to gain favor. And I looked up the definition of favor, and I really like this version. It is a demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be described as a tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord. Now, you think about that even in when God releases the favor upon your life to be favored with man as well. There's an approval there. There is something that is taking place to give you the ability to move forward. Now, the young woman pleased him and obtained his favor, so he readily gave her beauty treatment, beauty preparations to her besides her allowance, gave her the best of the 7 choice maidservants were provided for her for the king's palace and moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of women. I'm going to go through scripture just a little bit. I believe it was the wisdom that guided Esther. I believe there's a supernatural wisdom that God wants to release to us to be able to see and to be able to move and to make decisions in times when we're not sure. But in order to do that, church, we have to come to him. We have to seek that wisdom. We have to pray. We have to talk to him in our times of uncertainty, in our times of weakness. He should be the first one that we run to. So submitting to preparation, God can do a miracle through you. There's a preparation that takes place in the destiny that God has for you. Preparation of character has to be developed. What is God trying to prepare for you? And there's a process to the purpose. It just doesn't happen overnight. I believe even as in the time that Esther was, there was a preparation. They went through 12 months of beauty treatment, 6 months of oil, and another six months. So there was a time. And I believe even in our time, there's a preparation for us. There's a time of sacrifice. There's a time of listening. There's a time where God comes in and he wants to speak to what are the things in our area that we need to fix. Because I believe where Esther was going, she needed to carry a certain level of integrity. So preparation of character has to be developed. What is God trying to prepare for you? Submit to preparation, and God can do a miracle through you. And preparation leads to favor. Favor is the approval of God. How do we obtain that? Esther was chosen to be queen, and she won the heart of the king. Sometimes our talents and our giftings, say this a lot in prophetic ministry, can take us places, but if our character doesn't line up or hasn't been submitted or we haven't allowed it to be discipled and pruned, then if we don't allow it and we don't have God and the people that God places in our life, if we don't submit to them, if we don't listen, they're in our lives for a reason. I'm thankful for the people that God has placed in my life. And I believe the time that I've been here for, I was thinking about this the other day, I've been here for 18 years this year. Puppet Master's coming up. It's a special place, always have a special place in my heart because that is where I found Jesus. And so in this church, there are things that I have learned and that I've been able to apply in my daily life. So the people that God places in our life, it's very important. Even when we don't like it, there's a reason. There is a reason, even when it doesn't make sense. The Bible says that they actually can see ahead. Our spiritual authorities can see before us. You know what I love about our Heavenly Father? Oh, man, I'm jumping. But if we're not careful, and if our character isn't developed, and there's places that God has placed us, our mouth can shut the door. Our mouth can shut the door. But you know what I love about God is that no matter how many times we mess up, he always gives us another opportunity. He always gives us grace to do it again. So it's not the end result if we find ourselves in that place where we mess up, because his grace will help get us through it again. It's just up to you how many times you want to go through it. You know what? So he extends grace, mercy, and love, and for us to allow us to try again. I think about where I've come from and how long I've been here, and I think about where I am today. That song, I think it's the second song that the worship team sang about, God's going to do these great things. He wants to blow your mind. When that song first played, I remember where I was at, and God brought me to remembrance of where I was at and what I was praying for at that moment and where I am now and what God has done. And that was a short amount of time. There was a moment in my life where God, I was trying to work through promotion at work, and I didn't know what to do. And you get at that place where you're kind of frustrated and you're like, should I go? Should I stay? But wisdom tells you to be patient. And I think that's something that we may lack. As people, sometimes patience isn't something that we just have. We grow through it. And patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And we got to remember, if we're not operating out of the fruit of the Spirit, it's not evidence that we're carrying God with us. So I'll be at my job for, this year will be 11 years. And when I started, I think about where I was. And I think about where I was when I was younger, and I didn't finish school because I thought I was grown, and I went to 10th grade, stopped, had to go back. But I think about where statistics says that I should have been, and I think about what God has done in my life to where now somebody who didn't finish school right away, didn't go to a four-year college, but I was able to, when I came to this church, I was able to allow God to prune and to grow and to develop in me who I am today. And that is because of leadership here. That is because of the principles that this house carries, the spirit of excellence. I think about Sister Norma, and I think about how I would just hang out with you and how the things that I learned, she loves this church so much. And she cares for every little detail. And it wasn't until the other day when I was actually helping at the church and a little bit of her came out in me. And I was honored. Not 100%. I'm not there yet. But I just want to honor you for your love and your sacrifice that you carry for our church. And there is greater and bigger things that God is going to release to you even now. He's not done. He's not done. And I thank you for just pouring into me, just being yourself and having me help out. It's amazing. And there's people in our lives that God is going to assign to you. And we can't overlook it. We got to see that there's something he wants to teach us. So I was able to be at my job for 11 years. And I mean, now to sit here, and one of the people, my company actually has different home offices. Our office grew. My boss has actuaries. He's got lawyers and different people. And I'm still actually one of the people that he calls in to ask, you know, ask questions or what my thoughts are. And to be able to be not one of those people with those high degrees, but because I've worked there so long and I took care of my position and was able to sacrifice and able to work long nights, and he knew my heart, and I felt like I found favor there. And so because where God has called me, there, the favor that I carry here is the favor that I carry out there. And it's not for me. There's meetings and things that a lot of people don't know behind the scenes that I'm able to see the change that actually happens on the out front. We had a meeting the other day, and I was blown away. My boss was encouraging each and every person after they were introducing themselves. And that's something that has never happened. But to be able to use my voice to speak that in, saying that we need to be heard, we need to be valued, and to be able to help change perspective of somebody who's not a believer, and to be trusted in that. And I believe that there's people in your life that God wants to use you to help change perspective. They don't have to be believers, but you're going to help change their heart. So maybe one day they will be. So we get caught up in the things that we're not doing, but look around to where you're at right now in your life. And what is God using you for? What is he asking you to rise up for today, church? So in order to rise into a position for what God has for us, we must learn who is in it for us. There were some, where are we giving our attention to? See, I love the fact that Esther had Mordecai. And Mordecai, even when she was taken in, he checked on her every day. Even though she was under the authority of the king's realm, he still went and checked on her every day. Even though we go out to our job places, our pastors call and check on us. They see how we're doing. There's spiritual leaders that God has placed in our lives that check on us. They want to see how's it going. And we can't ignore that, or when they give us wisdom. See, so God opens destiny to any person who will keep his priorities, even in the presence of recognition, success, and wealth. God wants to bless us, church. He wants to bless us, but are we ready for it? Are we ready for it? Because some can get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in just the favor of God, but the favor is for other people. So we can't obtain it just for us. I feel like some people get lost in that and they forget who they are. Some may even lose their way obtaining these things. You get blessed, you go off, and forget where the blessing came from. We can easily get caught up in those things that keep us busy to keep continuing to earn those things and forget about the blesser, the one who gives. So there's distraction that comes our way and blocks the vision. Distraction can block purpose. It could block growth. It could stop the things that God wants to do in our life. And it's easy because we can come to the place of arrival. We can come to the place where we do not need spiritual wisdom, that we do not need to hear from our spiritual leaders, that we do not need to hear from our parents or our people that God, the Mordecais that are placed in our lives. And we can easily be banished just like Vashti did. And God will raise up another. So church, what is God calling you today? So we can't lose focus. There's a plan. There's always a plan. So expect opposition. The enemy wants to abort what God has planned. See, Haman, just like in Esther, there was a plot against God's people in verse 3. When Haman saw that Mordecai was not bowing or paying him homage, he was filled with rage. There's rage and anger again. And he learned of Mordecai's ethnic identity, and Haman decided to not go do away with just Mordecai. He's like, I'm going to just annihilate and destroy all of them if they're of his people. So in verse 4, so I'm going down to chapter, sorry. So So after the plot had taken place in chapter 4, verse 13, and Mordecai told Esther, and these are Esther's words, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace or more than any other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" What is God putting on your heart in this time? Could be raised up by another, but there is a specific voice that God has given each and every one of you that is going to bring change to this generation. So God is calling us to use our voice, to speak up, to pray, and to fast. Esther knew they needed to tap into heavenly resources. When we don't know what to do, we pray. When we don't know what to do, we need to seek those that can help us. We can't make decisions out of anger. We've seen what happened. Or under the influence of not the Holy Spirit. God places people in position to advance for his purpose. Maybe you don't understand where you're at right now, but there is a purpose. Many of you in this room have the favor of God upon your life. You're so stinking favored. I think of some people who don't even know it, and they have so much favor upon their life. Maybe it's God just wanting for you to speak up so he can release his golden scepter to you. Maybe there's something he's speaking in your heart. He's just waiting for you to do it. You'll never know unless you try. He's trying to get your attention this morning. So even in the words, I love this, when Esther actually went before the king to save the people, it was out of protocol. She could have lost her life, but because of the favor that was placed upon her, the scepter was released. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." If her character wasn't developed yet, what would she be doing with half the kingdom? Sometimes we're not ready yet, and that's okay. That's why going through the preparation and the process is good. So what is God saying to you today? Maybe it's a request. Maybe he's whispering in the room right now. What is your request? What do you need, daughter? What is concerning you, son? Maybe there's something on your heart that maybe you feel that you can't come to him because it's not big enough. Maybe you feel like you don't want to bother him. But I'm here to tell you today that he's listening and he's waiting. What is your request? It shall be given to you. We've got to have faith. It may not happen today, and it may not happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So those of you that are maybe holding on to something and you don't know, I just want to encourage you today, don't give up. Stay the course and just wait. Just wait on him. Maybe it's just having the faith to activate and say the words to him because he's listening. 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you. You are a royal people. Esther gave up her right to live in order to save a nation from death. For this she was exalted by the king. That right there. Our purpose is bigger than us, family. Our purpose is bigger than us. What is it that God is asking for you today? What is he requiring you to rise up in? So if there's Mordecai in your life that God is bringing up, I just want to encourage you to listen, to value the people that God has placed in your life, because Esther didn't do it alone. There was a partnership that took place in order to help her fulfill your destiny. And there are people that God has placed in order for you to fulfill your destiny too, church. So what I want to do right now is just pray. I want us to really allow God to come in. So if I can have you guys close your eyes and we'll just prepare right now. So maybe if there was a moment, even right now this morning, that maybe you feel that God, that your request isn't worthy enough, that there's something on your heart that you're asking for, that you're praying for, that you are needing. He is here and he is in the room. And he says to you, what is it that you ask of me? What is it that is concerning your heart? What is it that you need? What is it that you're asking, son? He's here and he's listening. Be encouraged. Father, I pray for those individuals right now. I pray for those individuals right now that are coming to you with a need. With a need that is on their hearts, God. I pray right now that you would just comfort them and bring hope. Bring peace over their hearts and over their minds right now, Lord. Yeah, I thank you, Jesus. And maybe for some of you who feel that you're so far from thinking that God has given you a purpose or a destiny. Like, that's not me. I've done too much. I don't know what it is. But you're here this morning. And I want you to think of all the amazing things that you have done with God. All the beautiful things and accomplishments and things that you may have, just the fact that you are here this morning, or maybe there's just all the amazing things that you have done for God, but on the other side you see the things that maybe weren't right, maybe the failures that have took place. But I'm here to tell you today that in both of those moments, God loves you the same. He said, I loved you in this moment, and I loved you then, and it is the same. You don't have to earn anything. And maybe there's some of you in the room right now that God wants to bring and show you the crazy amount of favor that you have. And he's already showing you plans and things that you have, things that you're going to do for him, your plans and your purpose, the destiny that awaits you. There's things that are kind of in your spirit that kind of God has given you a passion for, but you don't know what to do with it. I feel like some of those passions are actually called to bring change to this world, and he is going to align you with those that are going to be able to help you. He's going to align you with a Mordecai. And also, there's some of you, God is going to partner with the kings of the land to bring change. There's partnerships that God is bringing to you or that you already have in your life that are going to bring change to this generation, change to maybe your workplace, change to your family. So I thank you, Lord, for each individual here today, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I pray that we continue to move forward. And if there's some areas in our life that maybe we need to get right with our character to prepare us for the favor that you have on our life, God, continue to show us. We thank you. Amen.
It's okay. Come on, give Pastor Michelle a round of applause. I love that word. She's got such a powerful ministry. Her and her team spent so much time live on Facebook, just encouraging literally people from all over the world. So such a powerful, powerful ministry. Amen. Before we dismiss you this morning, I want us to recognize that we have some graduates from our internship that I wanted to make mention of really quick here. Daniel Bass, he's not here today, but yes, amen. David and Felicia, you guys are here. I see Felicia, Minister Felicia. Where's David at? There you are, Dave. Right up there. Congratulations. Minister Crystal, where are you, Crystal? I saw earlier. Amen, yes. Minister Catherine, is Catherine here? Kids Club, okay. And then, yes, and then in San Jose, we installed Pastor Ben as our worship leader. Yes, and then these following individuals are in our Spanish. We moved Pastor Brenda, Luis, Alex up into a ministry, into the pastoral ministry. And then Pastor Troy became worship pastor in San Jose. Manuel Ochoa, who leads our choir, he has taken over the lead, co-lead with me in San Jose, but he's still going to do the choir here once a month, by the way. And then Francisco, associate pastor in San Jose, Josea and Juanita Relas, they also moved up to pastoral position. And then Chris Senna, Minister Chris, is now Pastor Chris. Amen. And then Pastor Stevie. Where's Pastor Stevie at? Amen. Yeah, where? Ah, there you are. Pastor Stevie is now Pastor Stevie, our pastor of worship. Amen. So proud of him. And Ashley, amen. Congratulations. Why don't we all stand this morning? Amen. We want to thank you for being here. And remember to this Wednesday, we do have our groups. We didn't the last couple of weeks because we wanted to put some space between everybody, especially that's a Sunday morning with Pastor, our last Sunday night with Josh's service. There was a lot of people here, so we thought we wanted to put some space between everyone. But we will be back here this Wednesday in our groups, and feel free to mask up. Masks are encouraged. They're not mandatory, but encouraged. And so we want to encourage you to do that this Wednesday. And we will be serving a meal at 6 o'clock. So come on out, and you can also help us if you'd like to help with that. Amen. Praise God. If you're a first-time visitor, anybody here for the first time, could you raise your hand if you're a first-time visitor with us? Well, God bless you. Amen. Right over that visitor sign, Pastor Nicole, my niece Nicole is with us today again. She'll be leaving Wednesday, by the way, but it's so good for us to have her here. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we have a card for In-N-Out Burger for you, so we'd love to get to meet you. For those who are watching online, thank you for being with us. Pastor Mona, Pastor Alex, we miss you. As you know, Pastor Alex and Mona Pastor Alex got hit pretty hard with COVID, but they're doing great. They're doing better. There's a number of people out, Dorties. I mean, you can go on and on. There's a list of people, but everyone's doing well. if you are battling any kind of issues, just remember, be safe. right? Just be safe and do what you got to do to take care of yourself always. And we want to make sure to pray for those who are sick. And Pastor Angel's church has gotten hit pretty hard, and so we're going to keep Pastor Angel and his church in prayer. And amen. We got this, church. Amen. We made it through last year. We're going to make it through this year. Just take care of yourself. Do what you got to do. And be strong in the Lord. Have faith. Don't let the enemy discourage you and cause fear in your heart. Amen. We're going to blow through this thing. And if you hear the leading epidemiologists are saying that COVID's here to stay, it's going to be part of our lives from now on, just like the common cold or the common flu. Well, if that's the case, then let's just march through it. And let's get our immune systems to be above it, and let's live, amen, and not fear and not die, amen. Come on, everybody. Praise God. God bless you this morning.